News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
So a big challenge for parents in the modern era, getting kids to read. With us is Assistant Professor in Literacy Education in DCU, Dr. Patrick Burke, a man who spends every day focusing on exactly that. And one of the prime things you can tell us, Patrick, is that bribery doesn't work.
Not really, Anton, no. It depends. So if you want a kid to read one book, bribery might work. So, you know, you'll get some sweets or we'll go to the shop and buy you a new video game or whatever it might be. Yeah, you'll read that one book. And it might even extend to two or three or even four books. But if we want kids to be lifelong readers, we should think about that kind of long game. And all of the research shows us that bribery works in the short term, but not so much in the long term. And I think, you know, if there's any adults or parents listening, we'll know that applies to probably all facets of life. Bribery will work in the short term, but you have to kind of change your self-concept if you want it to work in the long term.
So what's the long-term strategy then to inculcate a love of reading?
There's lots of things. And I suppose the first thing that I'd say is you can't make anyone like anything. That making part doesn't work. The best that we can do in schools or in homes is put the conditions in place to support reading motivation so that kids feel, reading isn't something they have to do. It's something they get to do. So it's something that's rewarding and valuable and challenging and in an appropriate way. What does that actually mean practically? There's three things we can think of. So the first is access. So are there books there? So when a kid gets bored, that one of the options that's there is, oh, there's a book there, a new book, an interesting book. Or when they get bored with a given book, there's another one there right beside them that they can go to read. Now, this means sometimes drastic actions. So it means having loads of books in the car, books in the bathroom, books beside the television, books in the kitchen, books everywhere. In school, this also means having ready access to kind of classroom libraries.
Okay, so access is one. What else?
Relevance. I think, you know, again, any adult thinking, well, if you've got no interest in sports biographies, you're probably not going to sustain reading a sports biography. If you're a little kid and you're being asked to read big, long, magical fiction novels, but you've no interest in that, you're not really going to kind of contain that reading. And the third thing, choice. So again, we know from like decades of research on getting anyone to do anything. If you elect to do it, it's more likely that you will do it.
Can I posit a thesis to you as well? That one of the other things is a general condition of mild boredom.
Yes. So mild.
Hang on,
boredom,
am I right?
Yeah. Well, there
this
is
never happens.
No, there is some research on that. So last night, I was doing my own review of what does the research say on reading to make sure I'd have some idea what I'm talking about this morning. And one of the reasons that's posited for why reading motivation is in decline is that we've a kind of a lower tolerance for boredom than we used to have. So if you're reading a novel and, you're going through, one of those chapters that maybe isn't exactly setting your world on fire, you do need a certain level of grit and kind of ability to keep going with it because it'll get better. With, I suppose, modern technology, usually you just scroll on. If you're on TikTok or on Instagram, you keep scrolling. So that boredom factor is removed. So there is a certain level of, the reward has to be worth it in the long run. But in the short term, going back to what I said, you need to have books that are relevant to you and you need to have some choice in what you get to read.
Access, relevance, choice, and not constantly being distracted by something else that is immediately easier.
Yeah, so that means also protecting time. So, I'm not an expert on screens and digital technology, but we do know from the research that if we want children to read, we need to give them protected time to do it. So in school, that means having, 10 minutes a day where we all read together. That means the teacher also modelling reading behaviour. So the teacher isn't correcting copies or, talking to the teacher next door. They're actually reading a book as well. At home, that means protecting time as well. So, we all read in this house for 15 minutes before bedtime. Or on Saturdays, we all go to the library and choose a book. So we're kind of trying to set up that concept.
Can I add a suggestion from a texter to
your
academic expertise? I find my children enjoy books that contain plenty of bad language.
Yeah, whatever gets them going, as long as the adult can tolerate that bad language also. I think fun, humour, wit, that's important too.
Patrick, thank you very much. That is Dr. Patrick Burke, Assistant Professor in Literacy Education at DCU.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.